Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. And thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kristen Zhivago is here, too. Kristen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is a serious business expert. She has run her own machine shop tool business. How about that? Not too many ladies do that in that industry. In fact, she was the first one in the United States to do that. She founded Zhivago Partners, and she wrote a 5-star book, Roadmap to Revenue. And I have it mine right in front of me, and I keep it close. She's our good friend, Kristen Zhivago. Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, Kristen, small business owners, it's amazing to me. And I lump myself into this category because I'm a small business owner too, and I've been here where I'm talking. How we survive, how we succeed in spite of ourselves, and one of the things that fit into that category is when we think we know what motivates a customer to raise their hand, to push a click a button, to walk in the door, to turn into our driveway. To put up with our incompetence when we don't wait on them right. What motivates them to do that? And we think we know, and I think you've figured out that we probably don't know.
Yeah, that's been a big problem a long time, and I've known it, and I wrote a whole book about how to figure that out.
Yeah.
But I still have clients, new clients especially coming to me and saying, why isn't my marketing working? And I figured out finally that the problem is they focus on who the buyer is, so they build personas and stuff, where the buyer is, like where are all the channels where they're congregating and
psychographics,
all that.
Psychographics, demographics, all that kind of voodoo, right?
Yeah, but the problem is an 80-year-old person can buy the same appliance as an 18-year-old person. So what do they have in common? The thing that's in common is the driver of the sale. It's the customer's mindset when they decide, okay, I need that. I have a problem I have to solve. You know, what's the real problem they're trying to solve? And it's a very specific thing. It's not, I want to be sexy or rich or, you know, grow my business or whatever. Mm-hmm. Those are vague kind of general things. No, it's a very specific thing. And you have to figure out that mindset and then make an offer that appeals to that very specific mindset. And so, then that's where you get the hockey stick growth.
Right. So for example, the 18-year-old or the 80-year-old will eventually be buying a washing machine. But
yeah,
their mindset will be different. Or in some ways, or the same in some ways, their mindset might not be that they want a new washing machine. It might be that, and that might not even be that they want to get their clothes clean, that they need clean clothes. It might be that they want a quiet one because the old one was noisy. Maybe that's all they care about.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
That's what informs their mindset. Isn't that what you mean by mindset?
Yeah. It's the state of mind. And when you think of it as a buyer, when you put yourself in the buyer's shoes, this is totally obvious to you. Mm-hmm. You think, well, yeah, of course. You know, if you go out to buy a car, you've got your very own reasons for buying that car. The good news is there's probably only two or three reasons that your customers would want to buy what you offer. So you may have a couple of segments of customers, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. I just went through that with a service company, and we talked about, you know, exactly where they're at. And there's like three different types of states of mind that those customers are in. And so now we're going to work on that. But I've been testing this theory for about 6 months now with my own clients, and we are seeing hockey stick lead generation stuff happening. And I'm, you know, it's just blowing my mind. That's the key. And if you get there, it's good.
Well, there are two things that I'm thinking about as I hear you describe this, and it's really important what you're saying. One is, how do you – I know how to deal with this when they're face-to-face, because that's as old as selling, and I've been doing it for decades, and that is just ask them, why did you come in here today? Well, I'm looking for a washing machine. You know, well, when you think about a washing machine, what is the most important thing for a washing machine? I know it's clean clothes, but what else? In other words, ask them – if you ask them about three questions – You can find out what their mindset is, but when they're online, that's the tricky part, isn't it?
Well, there is a secret to this, which is why I wrote the book. I mean, I already had half of this formula, which is call your own customers. Get them on the phone where they'll talk freely, they're sitting in their own environment, they're comfortable, and ask them after they buy, because when you're selling to them, you're still negotiating. They don't want you to know everything they're thinking. We don't tell salespeople everything we're thinking. I've known that for ages. You know, it just doesn't happen. We're playing poker. We're negotiating. However, after we buy and we have a vested interest in the company and, you know, maybe they've treated us properly, that's good. So you call your happy customers and you say, okay, what was your mindset? What was the thing that made you, you ask them other questions as well, but so you can make sure you get the whole picture. But you ask them, you know, why did you want this? What was the thing that drove you to so then you find out their mindset.
And we kind of forget not only why they bought that, but why they bought it from you, right? That's important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, 100%. Right. What is it that you give them or you gave them or they found you online and they read something or whatever and they decided, okay, I got to check these people out.
Thank you for choosing us, Mrs. Jones. We really appreciate your business. We're going to continue to earn it as long as we're here. Would you mind telling us how we came out the winner? Could you mind helping us so we can do a better job for other people? You know, just ask that question, right? Why is that so hard?
Yeah, it isn't that hard. I mean, I spend a whole chapter in my book talking about it, chapter 3, but how to get them on the phone because, you know, people don't want to interact with anyone these days. They're sort of in their little caves. But you can get people on the phone, and they will tell you what
Kristen,
they were thinking.
Kristen, I need your website,
and then you
please.
Can use that.
Kristen, I need your website, please.
It's ShivagoPartners.com.
All right. ZHJivagoPartners.com. We're going to come right back. Kristen's book is called Roadmap to Revenue, How to Sell the Way Your Customers Want to Buy. We're going to talk some more about mindset marketing after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.